Hey guys, and welcome to my podcast, Not All Teens. I am very excited that you guys are here today, and I hope you guys are having a wonderful day, and let's get straight into the pod. So, I've been doing updates on Maya for the last, probably 3 weeks, and I wanted to do it again, of course, so let's get straight into it. So, the first thing on my list, this is my second time recording this episode. I didn't like how the first one sounded. I didn't even listen to it back. I just didn't like how it sounded. I am now refreshed and regrouped and ready to talk my brain off. So let's get straight into that. So I started listening to this podcast called Pretty Basic, and I love it. It's not, I don't really listen to this kind of podcast, I guess. I've never listened to it, I never heard of it or anything, but it's these two girls. I don't know their name, I know one of their name. I think one of the girls' name is I think it's Elisa, and the other one is named Remy, and they're two girls that, they're YouTubers. They have millions of subscribers, and I've never heard of them before, but the only person that I watch on YouTube is Emma Chamberlain, so maybe that's why. But they also, were talking about Emma in their YouTube videos, so maybe I'm just a little bit behind. But, on, the browser for podcast, it said Pretty Basic, their interview with Mackenzie and Maddie Ziegler, and I love Dance Moms, watch them as they grew up and as I grew up, so of course I was like, I don't usually listen to podcasts that have, actually I always listen to podcasts that have interviews, but some of the other podcasts I listen to don't interview people that I actually know of beforehand. So I love the questions that they gave them, and I loved how they've reacted to everything that they said. So I was like, okay, let me do some research on them. I always love to listen to other people's podcasts just to see what I like from them, and maybe something that I want to add to mine, just because I love their energy, and both of those girls have great chemistry together, and I think they've known each other for a long time, so that really worked in play, and that made me realize I love this podcast so much, and it's my podcast, so I don't think I could share it with anyone or have a co-host, but I am gonna have a guest this month that I'm very excited about. I'm gonna keep it a secret, but until the episode. But this month, this comes out in March, so I am gonna be having a guest. Yeah, but going on into Pretty Basic. I looked up them. Famous YouTubers. I said that. I started watching one of the girls, Remy Cruz's vlogs. I'm usually not into day-to-day vlogs, every single detail, but I love her energy. I love her dogs, and I just love her so much. I just loved her so much, the first day that I started watching her. So on my TV has only been Remy Cruz's vlogs. Right now my TV is paused on YouTube because all night Remy Cruz's vlogs were going on, so yeah. The second thing is, last week I talked about how the next day I was going to driver lessons, and I thought I was going on the freeway because all my friends said, oh yeah, you go on the freeway on this one. I did not go on the freeway. I'm going on the freeway on my next one, but I did do merges, lane switches, and that was really good. I'm very excited to get my driver's license. The other thing was, actually, I feel like talking about this at the end, so no. Skipped. Go to the end to see what I was going to talk about. But then the other thing is, last week I complained about how busy I was about my homework, and it's still hectic like that, so I'm not going to complain about school again, even though it is very hard. I only have 2 weeks left, very excited, almost spring break. And I'm just getting random things. I just got a phone case because my phone cracked. If you know me, I'm not the type of person to crack my phone, but my phone case literally broke 3 weeks ago. I had a clear phone case on my phone, and then I dropped it, didn't crack. I was like, yes, I know, my phone's not gonna crack, my phone loves me, dropped it the day before yesterday. It has a color on the back, so the screen didn't crack, but the like back of it had a little cracks, and I was like, oh no, 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 no. So then my mom got me a phone case. Love the phone case. Not the type of color that I would usually do, but I love it. And somebody's trying to come into my room and my door is locked, but that's good. So let's get straight into Book of the Week. So this week's Book of the Week, is called What If It's Us by Becky. I'm going to say their last name different every time because I'm so bad at pronouncing. But Becky Armetro and Adam Silvia. So let me read my Goodreads description. Okay, so author is only in New York for the summer. But if Broadway has taught him anything, it's that the universe can deliver a show-stopping romance when you least expect it. Ben thinks the universe needs to mind its business. If the universe had his back, he wouldn't be on his way to the post office carrying a box of his ex-boyfriend's things. Maybe when Arthur and Ben meet cute at the post office, what exactly does the universe have in store for them? Maybe nothing. After all, they get separated. Maybe everything. After all, they get reunited. But what if they can't quite nail a first date? Or a second first date? Or a third? What if Arthur tries too hard to make it work, and Ben doesn't try hard enough? What if life really isn't like a Broadway play? But what if it is? So, by the description, you already know you're hooked into the book. I loved it. I gave it an 8 out of 10. As soon as I read it, I'm not going to get spoilers, but read it, had an epilogue, was like, okay, so am I going to get more? I need more. Looked it up. Sequel is coming out in 2021 of this fall, so I'm very excited. I will be pre-ordering that as soon as it comes out. I actually have three books that I'm planning on pre-ordering right now, even though they're not available to pre-order yet. But I was hooked on the book as soon as I read it. But I was, it was me, not the writers, but I was a little bit annoyed at the progress of the book, because since there was two authors, both of the authors were doing, both of them were assigned, I guess, to both two of the main characters, and then it was like every, like, first chapter Ben, second chapter Arthur, and it kept going back and forth. So it was like some of the things was like the same moment, but both of their perspectives. And I kind of felt like it made the story go a little bit slower. But I'm also kind of like a girl that wants to read fast pace all the time. So maybe that was just like me. But after I kind of got over that, I fell in love again. I need a burp. Okay, never mind. Wait. Sorry. I fell in love with the book again. Like, after I got over that. Lucky for me, also, I had a Hamilton phase this quarantine, corona pandemic thing, this last year, 2020. So I could understand the references that the character made. And if you haven't like seen Hamilton, heard of it or anything, like you can still read the book without it, but like if you're really like fascinated with it, you can look it up. Like it's an easy like little search bar kind of thing. But I loved it. I loved the way that these authors wrote the book and how much they I felt like I was, like, whenever I read, I always feel like I'm in the book, but I loved how I felt like I was the characters and I could feel their emotions as I read it. These two authors also have a book called, They Both Die at the End, and I've, like, read the beginning and, like, I couldn't get into it, but it's, like, a really good book, and I know it's a good book, so I'm going to finish it soon, but yeah. Also, this is really important to me because I feel like when a lot of books I read that had like LGBTQ people in it, like just characters and stuff, they always focused on making their sexuality their personality, and that's fine, and that's fine, like there's nothing wrong with that, but also that's like there's more to people. Like, everybody has emotions, everybody has, things about themselves, and it's, like, it's like when, like, how I said last week, how, like, a lot of, like, other Black books that I've read only focus on the struggle of being Black, and then other books only focus on, like, someone's sexuality and the struggle of it, when people have more to themselves than their struggle. So this book was amazing that they didn't just focus on, like, there was some parts when they did have a struggle, but that wasn't their only personality trait, you know? So I always, oh my gosh, my friend texts me, lol, but that wasn't their only personality trait, and I love that so much. So if you want to read this book, it's called What If It's Us by, I'm just gonna say, What If It's Us by Becky and Adam. Look it up, read it so we can read the sequel together. And yeah, that was my book of the week. So let's get to the next part of my pod. Hey guys, and welcome to the second part of my podcast, Let's Really Talk. So, where I really talk about whatever, like mental health stuff. And someone wanted me to talk about growing apart from your friends. And I would love to, sorry. I had my bands on and I feel like I talk really weird with my bands on. But so someone wanted me to talk about growing apart from your friends. And I would love to, because of course I'm a normal human being that has grown apart from someone else. So I want to say that I feel like it's normal to grow apart from your friends or your family or different like objects and like social media and stuff, but more so for the friends or just really anything, it can be difficult to know if you're just in a slump of it or you're like a little bit burnt out from it, or you like actually need to move on from it and not have it in your life anymore. So I wanted to say like a little short story about me growing apart from a friend. Like this is like I've grown apart from many friends, so this isn't specifically made out to anyone. So me and this person, we've known each other for a long time, like since we were very young, and we used to be extremely close, but as we started to grow up together, go through like big number ages together, and as we started to grow, I noticed how differently we would react to different situations, and like, oh gosh, I need some water. Sorry. Like how different we would react to situations. And I feel like that's normal. Like everybody reacts in a different way. But for some reason, the way that they reacted, it mattered a lot for me because I felt really strongly about some of these situations. So it upset me a lot. And I wasn't 100% sure of what to do. But also, we were growing up together, going to the same schools together. So as we were growing up, we didn't have all like the same classes together. So we started to like naturally separate because we didn't have the classes together, and we started to make different friends and grow with those friends and discover ourselves with like other friends. But as we were growing apart, it was really difficult for me, and I was really hurt. Like, ew, I just voice cracked. I was really hurt. And this person was like one of the closest people in my life, and I really didn't want to grow apart from them because I felt like that was like really wrong, and like maybe we could still work on it. Maybe there was something wrong with me, like something like that. But naturally, like, you like people grow apart, especially as they grow up, especially as they go through different changes. So I wanted to talk about tips for you to know if you're growing apart from someone. And I got most of these things that I'm saying from this website. My source is TrisVitasRecovery.com article/growing apart from friends. And I want to say some of the things I said on the list because it was really, I felt like it was a really good list. So the first thing was that you don't understand each other, which I think can be super complicated because everybody has their different viewpoints. But if what you guys are talking about and what you guys are disagreeing on constantly leads into fights and hurt feelings and silent treatments, then that can be definitely be a sign. The next thing was you guys don't talk. And for me personally, I have like few close friends and they know me very well. And they know that sometimes I go through phases where I can't talk to that person every day because I have a lot of stuff to do. And my friends know me and they know the amount of time it is for them to know that I'm just being myself and for them to like worry about me. So I think that's different in every friendship. But I think it really depends, but if you're like maybe you're normally on a consistent basis of talking to each other and then you guys go like weeks and months without speaking or anything, I think that's kind of a sign that like you don't like, I don't want it to be like you need that person, because honestly you need certain people, but it's not like you need to depend on that person to live, you know? So not like it's okay like if you don't talk to them all the time, but like knowing the difference between like you guys don't talk or you guys don't talk all the time. And if it starts to become strange for you to tell them about exciting things happening to you, like you start talking to this person like romantically and stuff, and usually you would tell your like close friend or whoever this friend is first, but now you like don't feel the need to, that can kind of be a sign definitely if you usually talk about that stuff. And then the third thing is your friendship isn't a priority. So that's also very difficult to say because of COVID, and COVID comes first because everybody needs to stay safe. And also like your mental health comes first. So you can't always put friendship as a priority of like the first thing on your list. Like sometimes you have to take care of yourself, take care of your schoolwork, take care of your, oh my gosh, I was gonna burp. Take care of your family. So that can be different, but you just like find yourself canceling plans with them to do other things. So like they're like, oh, do you want to hang out? And you're like, no, I don't. And you constantly are like that. That can definitely be a sign. The fourth thing is you guys have nothing in common. And I definitely like, people always say opposites attract, but also I feel like there has to be a somewhat middle ground, you know, like you can't have like absolutely nothing in common because like, what do you talk about? But there's those rare people that are like that, you know, but like maybe in the beginning of you guys' friendship, you guys had so many things in common. You guys played the same sport, listened to the same music and everything. But then as you guys grow and you're starting to be aware that you guys are growing apart, you guys have less in common with your hobbies, your shows, your books, your movies, your music, etc. And you just have nothing to talk about because you guys have nothing as a middle ground, you know? The fifth and last thing is you miss the old days. And honestly, that's kind of, I didn't know if I wanted to put this on this list because of course we all miss the old days before Corona was a thing. So how the friendship used to be before we couldn't see each other every day at school and everything. But still, like, I feel like there's a difference of kind of like you don't really miss the person. You don't miss talking to them. You don't miss seeing their face, but you missed everything else. Like the feeling that you guys had together, and you miss how the friendship used to be. Even if you guys could see each other, you still feel like the friendship wouldn't be how it used to. I think that That's a sign. So a quote from this article was something that I wanted to say. It says, "We all have wonderful things in our life that were great while they lasted, and they have to pass. And this friendship may be one of them." And that's just like, after you read that whole article, you see that. And the one person you're thinking about the whole time I've been talking about this and the whole time I was reading this article, you're like, yeah, maybe we are growing apart. And when I was talking about earlier, when I was growing apart from that person, I felt very upset. And I kind of felt upset at the person for moving on. But then I realized that I was moving on also. So it's like, it's normal. It's definitely normal as a teenager to like grow apart from people. So don't blame yourself. Don't blame the other person, because we're all growing. So it's going to happen either way. So if you've thought of a person that fits most in one of these categories, this is a sign that you guys are definitely growing apart. So maybe just take some time away from each other and see if their friendship rekindles, regrows and everything. Or just take this as a sign to start a new friendship with someone else. So yeah, that was my Let's Really Talk. And let's get to the last segment of my show. Hey guys, and welcome to the last part of my podcast, What's On My Mind, where I literally talk about what's on my mind. So today I am talking about my favorite snack at the moment. My favorite snack at the moment is almond butter. If you don't know what almond butter is, I am so deeply, truly sorry for you, honestly. I'm not even lying, I really am. Almond butter is basically peanut butter, but made out of almonds, so says in the name. For some reason, for the last like weeks, like my family never buys almond butter. Like they never ensure my craving for it. So for some reason, we got almond butter. I've been craving it, begging for it, they got it. And now I am like seriously, truly addicted to almond butter. I've said it like a million times in the last second. That's how much I love it, okay? I hate peanut butter. I hate how it tastes. I hate how it smells and everything. But I always want it because I love the texture of it. I love how you can just eat it with crackers. You can eat it with, you can put it in your smoothie. You can eat it with apples, da da da. Like, I hate the people that can just do that and love it, you know? So I think a lot of my love for almond butter comes from the deep jealousy that I've had from other people, and now I've rekindled that jealousy and turned it into love for myself. So I think that's why I love it so much. Also, short story, at the daycare that I, not daycare, but after school care that I used to go to when I was in elementary school, I was debating on saying his name. I'm not going to say his name because my parents are probably going to make me delete it if I say his name. But I live somewhere else. I didn't live where I live now. This is my, one of my first crushes, like true crushes that like, I was in elementary school. I felt like I was in love with this boy. Okay. This really like established my love for this boy because I was eating we had almond butter at this after school care because we couldn't have peanut butter because so many kids are allergic to peanut butter. So we had almond butter, loved it. We had it with like some crackers or something, like not the best, rather have it with some apples, but yeah. We had it with, I was eating my crackers and almond butter. I'm out of almond butter. I want seconds. For some reason, I'm going to go get seconds, but he's like, no, Maya, you can have mine. I don't know why this elementary school moment still lives in my head every day of my life. I truly do not know why. This is very embarrassing that I'm talking about this right now, but it's okay. I think that's also a reason why I love almond butter. I rekindle it with a memory that is always stuck in my head. Today I had I enjoyed my almond butter, as I should. Had apples and almond butter for, like, the first time in many, many years. I think that's why I feel, like, so good right now talking to you guys, just because it's flowing through my veins, okay? I just love almond butter now. It was just so good. And I can't eat apples and almond butter every day because my brother is in love with apples. He eats, like, 3 apples a day, and I don't want him to hit me for eating the last apple. So if I find other things to eat my almond butter with, I will tell you guys. But honestly, I told my mom today, as I was eating my almond butter, literally if I had a dollar for every time I said almond butter, but as I was eating it, I went to my mom, I was like, honestly, whoever made almond butter needs to be president, because they only make correct choices. Like, they only know what's right, you know? So, yes, I truly do love almond butter. Yes, that's last I'm going to say it in this episode. So, follow my Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at NotAllTeens. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye.